Royalty in Ruin, Chapter 1, Solomon's Spectacular Beginning. In the reign of David and Solomon, Israel had many opportunities to exert a mighty influence for truth and right. Jehovah's name was exalted and held in honor. People from heathen lands seeking truth did not go away unsatisfied. Conversions took place, and the Church of God on earth prospered. Solomon became king in the closing years of his father David. His early life was bright with promise, and God intended that he would grow more and more like the character of God. In this way, he would inspire the people to fulfill their sacred trust as God-appointed witnesses of divine truth. David knew that for Solomon to fulfill the trust with which God honored him, the youthful ruler must be not merely a warrior and statesman, but a good man, a teacher of righteousness, an example of loyal obedience. David earnestly appealed to Solomon to be noble, to show mercy to his subjects, and in all his dealings with the nations to honor the name of God and to reveal in his life the beauty of holiness. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 3. In his youth, Solomon made David's choice his own, and for many years he lived in strict obedience to God's commands. Early in his reign, he went to Gibeon, where the tabernacle built in the wilderness still was, and with his chosen advisors and every leader in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses, joined in offering sacrifices to God and consecrating themselves fully to the Lord's service. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 2. Solomon knew that those carrying heavy responsibilities must seek the source of wisdom for guidance. This led him to encourage his counselors to unite with him in making sure that God accepted them. Solomon's dream from God. More than anything else on earth, the king desired wisdom and understanding, a compassionate heart, and a tender spirit. That night, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" In his answer, the young ruler voiced his feeling of helplessness and his desire for aid. "You have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. "Because you have asked this thing," God said to Solomon, "and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 14. See also 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. The language Solomon used before the altar at Gibeon reveals his humility and his strong desire to honor God. In his heart, there was no selfish longing for a knowledge that would raise him above others. He chose the gift that would enable his reign to bring glory to God. Solomon was never so rich or so wise or so truly great as when he confessed, "I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in." As people occupy higher positions, they exert wider influence and need to depend on God all the more. They are to stand before God in the attitude of a learner. Position does not give holiness of character. Honoring God and obeying his commands is what makes anyone truly great. The God who gave Solomon the spirit of wise discernment is willing to grant the same blessing to his children today. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James chapter 1, verse 5. The person carrying heavy responsibilities, who desires wisdom more than wealth, power, or fame, will not be disappointed. How to succeed as a leader. As long as they remain consecrated, those to whom God has given discernment and ability will not be eager for high positions, nor seek to rule or control. Instead of striving for supremacy, true leaders will pray for an understanding heart, to discern between good and evil. Leaders have no easy path, but they are to see in every difficulty a call to prayer. Strengthened and enlightened by the Master, they will stand firm against unholy influences and will discern right from wrong. The wisdom that Solomon wanted more than riches, honor, or long life, God gave him. God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart, like the sand on the seashore, for he was wiser than all men, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 through 31. And all Israel stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to execute justice. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 28, NRSV. The hearts of the people turned toward Solomon. Solomon was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and exalted him exceedingly. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1. Solomon's brilliant success. For many years, Solomon maintained a clear devotion to God and strict obedience to his commands. He managed the kingdom's business matters wisely. The magnificent buildings and public works that he constructed during the early years of his reign, the piety, justice, and spirit of generous grace that he revealed in word and deed, won the loyalty of his subjects and the admiration of the rulers of many lands. For a time, Israel was like a light to the world, displaying to others the greatness of Jehovah. As the years went by and Solomon's fame increased, he did his best to honor God by adding to his mental and spiritual strength and by continuing to share with others the blessings he received. He understood fully that these gifts were granted him so that he might give to the world a knowledge of the King of Kings. Solomon took a special interest in natural history. Through a diligent study of all created things, both living and non-living, he gained a clear concept of the Creator, in the forces of nature, in the mineral and animal world, and in every tree, shrub, and flower. He saw a revelation of God's wisdom, and his knowledge of God and his love for him constantly increased. Solomon's inspired wisdom found expression in songs and in many proverbs. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Also, he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32 and 33. The proverbs outline principles of holy living and high ambition. Solomon spread these principles far and wide while recognizing God as the one to whom all praise and honor belong. This made Solomon's early reign a time of moral uplift as well as of material prosperity. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, he wrote, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 16. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. If only Solomon in his later years had heeded these wonderful words of wisdom. He who had taught the kings of the earth to offer praise to the King of Kings, in pride and arrogance, took to himself the glory due to God alone.